Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
On the phone with us this morning, Ken Duncan, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you have released a new book all about your career in photography and your coming to faith. First thing I've got to ask, how did you decide this is the topic that I'm going to write a book on?
Well, I get a lot of people contacting me all the time and say, look, I want to become a photographer like you. And I say, well, hello. You know, okay, and they then ask, can you please tell me how you did it? And I thought, if I actually sat down and told you this would take me forever. So I thought, there were so many people asking, I thought, well, I better tell the story. So that's what I did. I sat down and told the story of how I became a photographer and the journey of on photography, and also about my faith and how I became a Christian through that experience. So it was good to finally do the book, because now when people ask me the question, I'll just say, hello, here's the book.
That's good.
I guess you could say it's like a greatest hits album too, when you think about it.
Well, it's been very interesting to sort of write it, because it made me really relive a lot of the stories and to really go through it and put them into some sort of order, because sometimes we just live life and we never have time to actually file it. Yeah, really get the fullness of the lessons that we may have been meaning to get out of different situations. So for me, it was very good, very hard though, because I had to actually lock myself away sometimes and just say, I'm not going to leave this room until I've actually written a couple of stories at least.
Wow.
From that point of view, it's been great, and I think it'll really hopefully help a lot of people, because at present, a lot of people are going through some pretty tough things out there. The world has never had sort of more anxiety thrown at it. I mean, you know, if it's not oil prices or if it's not interest rates, it's Bin Laden that's going to get you or something like this. And I just thought it was time that we wrote something that showed people stories of faith, a journey of faith.
That's cool.
That's really what the journey's been, a journey of faith.
So in your journey of coming to accept Jesus into your life, was that a slow, gradual thing for you, or was there a very defined moment?
Yes, it was. For me, I was a hardliner. I had to hit a few brick walls before I finally gave in. And, you know, look, it's just dumb, you know, some of the things we do. And I wish I'd been one of these people who never had to get saved from something, but was actually always just believing. But for me, I had to sort of hit a few walls before I finally realized that, yes, there is a God. And, you know, some of the stories in this book, like for me to realize there was a God, I had to have a friend die in my arms.
Wow.
You know, I didn't even believe there was a God or anything like that. But when you have someone die in your arms and feel their spirit leave their body, and you don't even believe in that sort of stuff, it's like, whoa, there is a God. There is something about our spirit. And really, I'd been looking at that particular point in my life for a meaning to life. And when I saw this friend of mine's spirit leave his body, and I'm trying to resuscitate him to get him to come back, and knew that he wasn't coming back, and I just thought, the meaning to life is the only thing you take with you when you die is the wealth in your spirit. And, you know, knowing that we have a spirit, I really knew then that there was a God, and I needed to find out who this God was, you know. And, you know, God's got such a sense of humor, because all the time he's showing me these spectacular landscapes and going, hello, here I am, hello, it's like it didn't happen by chance. So that's why I was a bit of a thickhead, you know. It took me quite a few times. And, you know, one of the things I've told a story in there about getting agoraphobia, which is a condition of an anxiety disorder of where you're scared to leave home. Now, trust me, this is the worst condition a landscaper photographer can get. You can't take photos in your home, you know, of landscapes. So how do you come out of these things, you know? And I tell that story of how I came out of that prison of fear, you know. I wouldn't even be able to step outside the door. That's how bad the fear was. But how do you overcome that? And that's when really the journey really started with Jesus in a whole new way. And today I probably have the opposite condition. Like, man, I put myself in all sorts of situations. Not intentionally, it just happens that way. But I just know God's there and he'll look after me, you know. So life is an adventure, but especially when you've got Jesus in your life.
Tell us about some of those extremes of the photos you've done, because you've told so many stories with that camera of yours. You've gone from movie sets to landscapes, of course, which is a bit of your trademark. Tell us about some of the extreme places you've been to photo.
Well, I was doing a book on after the Passion of the Christ movie. I thought, well, I'm going to actually go and follow the journey of Jesus. And one of the areas that Jesus was walking was up in Lebanon on the border going over to, well, in those days there was no borders, but he walked in the area between Lebanon and through Israel. And at the particular time I was in Lebanon, there were some rockets being fired over by the Hezbollah to the Israelis, and the Israelis, you know, were reciprocating, and it had sort of quietened down a bit. And I was in the area, and I thought, oh, I'll just go up and photograph on the border. And so I went up there with a local guide, and I'm on the border photographing a shepherd with his sheep and thinking, oh, how great. Then all of a sudden, a Hezbollah unit came along with rocket launchers and machine guns, and they grabbed me, and they said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm Australian photographing a book on the journey of Jesus. And they looked at me and they said, no, you're not, you're a spy.
Oh, wow.
And I said, mate, with an accent like this, and they had no sense of humour. And then my guide stepped in and he said, look, he's from Australia. The next minute the guy's got a machine gun, stuck it in the guy's face and said, get out of here now, you're dead.
Wow.
And all of a sudden I just went, whoa, this is serious. And then I sort of said, okay, God, what am I going to do? And, you know, this is how real God can be. And then God said, tell them about your website. And I thought, God, you've got to be kidding. They don't have a website. They have machine guns and rocket launchers. We're in the middle of nowhere, you know.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, oh, well, got nothing to lose. And I said, okay, God, guys, if you could get to an internet site or something, you could see that I have a site, kenduncan.com, you know. And they looked at me and said, of course you'd have some sort of cover if you're a spy. That's no evidence. And at that particular moment, what happened, their commander came through on a radio, a field radio, and said, what's happening? And they told him they'd caught a spy, and they told him that I'd said I had a website. And he asked what it was, and he went online to see. Obviously, he was close to a computer, so God knew better than me. And he looked at my website, and right on the front of the website were the photographs for The Passion, talking about how I'd been photographing on The Passion movie set. And then he came through and he said, well, he can't be an Israeli because we all went and saw The Passion movie, so because they thought it was anti-Jewish, which it wasn't at all. But they all of a sudden, they're my best friends, and
wow.
I was going to actually tell them that it had nothing to do with anti-Judaism. And I got myself a group photo holding the rocket launcher.
No way.
The guy was allowed to come back, and then we, you know, got out of there before they changed their mind. So, you know, things do happen on the journey, but it's just amazing how God can give you help even in those situations.
Absolutely. Far out. Ken, I look forward to more of those stories as well. Thank you for chatting to us.
Mate, it's my pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this Sydney's 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.